Please sit down. Can I have those that are our nativity characters, the ones that we kept, come back up and join me again? Okay. King Herod, we need you as well. Yeah. Shepherds with your sheep. Where's your Joseph gone, Mary? Oh, he's coming. Oh, okay, he's coming. Yeah. Okay. Right, you're just going to all stand together this time, okay? King Herod, you can just stay over here with me for a minute. Okay. Just go and all stand over there together, okay? Go and stand over there together. Come on, over here. Okay, what's missing? Just watch your step. Okay, let's just put... I'm going to keep him out of your way, okay? Okay. So we've got a complete, well, kind of complete nativity set, haven't we? Okay. So, King Herod, are you planning anything particularly? What do I want you to say? You're coming to worship Jesus.
I'm coming to worship Jesus.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrong,
look
yeah.
me in the eye and tell the truth. Yeah, no. You're not really, are you?
No, I am.
No, you're not really, are you? No, you're not. Just go away. Okay, you can go now.
Yes.
Put your thing back there.
Can I keep it?
No. Okay, right, okay. That's the last bit of chaos gotten rid of, okay? So we're trying to restore peace, aren't we? We're trying to bring things back to a place of order and a place of calmness. And this is what the nativity scene is always about, isn't it? We always see these nice, cute nativity sets or nativity images on our Christmas cards. And everything just looks so perfect, doesn't it? I want us to just listen to a song that's going to play. You'll hear some words being spoken over the top of the song as it develops. Just think about the contrast between... the start of the song, it's Silent Night, is the song, and the words then that are being spoken as the song develops. Let's just listen to that. Lord God, we want to ask you to help us make sense of the imbalance between the cute and the orderly of the nativity scene that we see pictured in a particular way this time of year and the reality of the world that we live in. Lord, that creates a sense of confusion and turmoil. Perhaps it creates a sense of fear and doubt and uncertainty. And so, Lord, we want to ask that you will help us to be the ones who challenge injustice, who seek an end to oppression, who bring relief to suffering, and live in a way that sees an end to poverty. Lord, that starts to be possible when we see ourselves and each other and the world around us in the same ways that you do, in ways of love and grace and acceptance. So, God, we want to ask that you will help us to be the ones who live like that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well done. So you see that imbalance in the song that was playing, the word Silent Night, but the reality of the world. When Simon Garfunkel wrote that song a number of years ago, they played a current news broadcast over the top of it to highlight the fact that, yeah, there is possibility for the world to live at peace with each other. But the reality right now is something different.